Here's Fiona Kelly once again with what it says in the papers.
Accommodation for asylum seekers, Michael Flatley's cancer diagnosis and success for the Irish at the Golden Globes are some of the stories covered on your front pages this morning. Under the headline, Varadkar warns there may not be room for all refugees, the Irish Times leads with comments made by the Taoiseach yesterday. In advance of several more protests outside accommodation centres for refugees planned for today, Taoiseach the Micheál Martin is quoted criticising the nature of those protests in the lead story in the Irish Examiner. For its lead story, the Irish Independent reports that patients were waiting 24 hours for a bed in 17 different hospitals yesterday. The Irish Daily Mail runs with the lead story based on a study from researchers at Trinity criticising the fact that more than one third of first-time mothers in Irish hospitals have cesarean sections. Michael Flatley's revelation that he's battling an aggressive form of cancer generates the lead story in both the Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror. A Royal Mail sorting office in County Antrim may have been hit by a cyber attack. That's according to the lead story in today's Belfast Telegraph. The picture on the front of today's Independent is of Dermot Bannon leading a dance routine at an event in RTE yesterday to promote the station's slate of feel-good shows. In her report in the Independent, Kirsty Blake Knox describes it as an odd morning, concluding with the line, "One thing is certain, I'll never be able to unsee Dermot Bannon's dad dancing routine, even if I try." Pictures from the cast and crew of The Banshees of Inisherin at the Golden Globe Awards are carried in all of today's papers. And finally, The Examiner picks up on Colin Farrell's shout-out during his acceptance speech to Jenny the Donkey from the film. Owen English reports that the Irish Donkey Sanctuary in Liscarroll in Cork has invited the actor to pay them a visit.